Thought I'd end up with Sean, but he wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even almost get married, and for Pete I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, cause he was an angel. Cause one taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain. Now I'm so amazing. So I've loved and I've lost, but it's not what I see. So look what I got. Look what it made me. And for that I say, thank you.
Next.
Thank you.
Next.
Thank you.
Next.
I am never fucking grateful for an ex. And that's the tea. Not she was singing a song about a man being grateful for exes. Ariana Grande. We're going to get into you today because I have some words for you, Miss Thing. Miss Grinder. Miss Ariana Grinder. I was going to call you that today.
She did be running through them.
Right? I got receipts and I have a timestamp of things we need to talk about. But for now, welcome to the Low Brown Gaze, bringing to you all the mess, gossip, and hot ass shit that you probably don't want to listen to, but you're going to get anyway. Hi, it's your host with the most mess, Nick Charles. And the other side of this 4-2-screen window is Mother. And in other words, the Shania Twain to the black girls, because I saw her wearing a cowboy boots on Friday. It's Dan James, LDN. How are you?
Hello. Do you know, this weekend has really cemented my mother status.
Oh, I saw.
Within the community, because I have, not only have I been added to a group chat called House Mothers.
Oh, God.
For those of us who are, I would say, seen as... how would you put it? Like, supportive.
A beacon of hope in a world of madness? Yes.
Someone you would go to if you were having an issue, or someone you would go to if, like, you were at a party and you were like, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed. Like, would you go to that person? Yeah, okay, that's mother. I'm happy to have accepted and been recognized within that role. It's something that I enjoy doing for those that I love and care about and will continue to do. But that does also mean one thing, that I'm not only that. I am also a young man who enjoys being desired and flirted with. So should you wish to come and try and flirt with me, I know it is a challenging thing to do. I am aware of that. But I am opening it out to those of you who are brave enough. You are allowed to come and talk to me. You don't have to have an issue. You can just want to get to know me a little bit, and that is perfectly fine.
Wow, you really embracing this Mother Goose thing. She wears one little pretty little thing boots that she got to go to a Texas Hold'em style party, and now she's mother.
Okay, well, let me destroy some issues this because
tell the children.
Just to let you all know, so I went to Hardcock Life on Friday night, and it wasn't country themed. It wasn't Texas Hold'em themed at all. There was no theme to this party.
Oh, you understand, just fuck up the place.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to give a regular shout out now to Marco Benjamin, who has appeared by a name on this podcast a few times now. She got in touch with me and was like, here's what we're doing at this party. I have got these trousers. You need to get yourself a cowboy hat, work out something in the underwear / corset department, and we'll look cute. And you know me, if you give me a hint of I could do a vibe, I can follow a theme, I'm going to do it. So that was my opportunity and I took it. And we did look great. And the girls are enjoying that photo on Instagram and I'm glad you are. There were many that did not make the cut because I was not looking at as cute as I could. But yeah, no, it was really fun. It was a fun night, except now I enjoy HCL as a night. There are some issues to be found with the hosts. Which I do not want to get into. Look it up if you want to. And it will make me question whether I'll ever go to one again. But the other issue I have, and it happened...
Should I find this drama on the TikTok or the Twitter? Or the X?
This one is probably for, like, have a search on Twitter and Instagram for any kind of thing that you need to know on that one. But let me get to the details of the event, because the Halloween one they did was so good. It was, like, almost perfect as a party in my eyes, I would say. This one, and the one before it has an issue, which is within the last hour, for some reason, they decide to change the philosophy of the music. And so the music is like black commercial. So you've got your Rihanna's, you've got Beyonce, you've got Nicki, you've got Kylie, you've got all the good stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
Tell me why in the last hour of these two nights, you changed to some kind of like, we're going to get more like standard clubby house stuff. And I know that the black girls are very like responsible for creating that genre and have a hand in it. But the audience that attends this event has made it pretty clear that that is not what we are looking for. And there are very few nights that cater specifically to that. And I don't know why you think to close out the party, you're going to do your big finish, which has just become any other club in London that we can go to.
No, that's sending me home. That's sending me home.
Also, you do it on Friday night. We could just go to Feel It if we wanted this.
Yes, exactly.
You do this night three times a year.
Reason. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, come on, stick to what you're good at, please. Mm. It's just that last hour. It always is just like thinking to the point where we're like, where are we going? Should we head out to another club? Everyone, are you ready to leave? Collect your stuff. Okay, cool. It must make the leaving process pretty quick because everyone's already left by the time you're actually closing.
Very bad.
But it's
very
not what bad. The girls want.
I see, I see. Well, did you have a good time nonetheless?
Yeah, it was cute. Good. The whole weekend was cute. Had a lovely time.
Good, good, good. Well, I did nothing but I played tennis yesterday.
That is some also white woman behavior from you. Where did that come from?
At time of this recording, it's a Monday evening. You'll get it on Wednesday. However, I played tennis yesterday because I'm trying to be a bit more active and wholesome on a Sunday. Okay.
What? But why tennis?
Because, let me tell you why. Football, run up and down, a field getting sweaty, could break a bone. Not for me. Rugby, I used to do that back in the day and I end up getting my kneecap dislocated. We ain't doing that again. Badminton, kind of boring because it's like, ooh, this little, I don't feel like you get to hit the rack properly with force. The little pebble thingy. You can't play Quidditch because I don't support J.K. Rowling, so that's one. What else sport? Netball? Basketball? Not really in Britain because it's fucking cold. I can't swim. We all know that. What a sport is there? That's it? So, tennis.
Can I...
Listen, go on. Go on.
I have just unlocked a memory of your rugby playing days.
Yes, you remember those days?
I do, but... It is not part of something, like when I think about you, I do not remember them. In fact, I think I might have blocked it out because it might have been a little bit too masked, you know?
I did rugby for 2.5 years.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh my God.
I remember the uniforms. You were in a team, weren't you?
Yes, I was in the Canal Siders for 2 whole years.
Look at you.
I know. She went to Spain. She went to Amsterdam. She went to Germany to play. She's been around the block.
Well, we all knew that.
I mean, yes.
We heard the stories of the 19-year-old straight DJs that somehow end up in your bed.
Oh, listen,
the time of their life.
I'm just here for a good time, not a long time.
Neither are they. If they keep turning up in your bedroom.
Talking about that, somebody screenshotted my Be Real the other day when I had that boy in my bed, and I find that so rude. How are you gonna screenshot my Be Real of me in bed with somebody? That's rude.
They would have spread some drama.
Yeah, that's not for you. That's for me. Look, bitch.
We both exist in a world where people occasionally like to say things about us. And not to say that I'm subbing anyone, because I don't know who you are. But I will be saying, if you are going to be talking about me and you are going to be dissipating some rumours that you have fabricated, at least get my personality right. Please.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah, it is so... It's actually insulting to me to hear.
It's disheartening.
It's honestly, to hear something that is being said about me and I'm like, you haven't even got the basic tenets of my character right. You're not even understanding my priorities in life in order to make a rumor that is somewhat believable to the whole population. So when it gets back to me, I'm like, I can't even be mad. I'm just disappointed. And you know, I've always said that I really want a nemesis. I really want a nemesis. I want somebody to be preying on my downfall and to actively be expending energy to make sure that I suffer. That is not how we're going about it, okay? Because that is not the strength that I love people with. So if you're going to hate me with something, I need you to match that energy. Okay. Mm. As much as I love, you must hate. And I've yet to find that person. I did have a moment with a guy who, you remember I told a story, it's got to be years ago, where there was a guy in the gym and I was on this thing and he came up to me just telling me to leave his boyfriend alone. And I had never spoken to his boyfriend in my life. You remember this girl? Yes. Okay. Yes. So bump into her at a party this weekend. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
I'm like, hey girl, we can say hi to each other. And then I was like, why do we still got this frostiness between us? And he was like, we've got no frostiness between us. You can say hi to me whenever you like. It's fine. And then I was like, oh, now I'm disappointed. Now I'm disappointed because you could have been the nemesis. But no, you want to scapegoat out of it and just be like, we can be cool. Stop being cool with me, okay? Life is less fun if we just continue this.
Oh, not the nemesis. I'm talking about nemesis. I got something to talk about with you. Because I feel like we didn't really touch on this topic, so I'm going to get into it now. Ariana Grande, the brand new album, Eternal Sunshine. Yes. Have you listened to it?
No.
Okay. Well, I listened to it properly today, and I was like, okay, Aaron, this is cute. Loving the whistle notes are cute. What I didn't realize is she wrote this album from a perspective, fucker, she stole someone's man.
Uh-huh.
Miss Grande, Miss Ariana Grande, in this 2024, the year of the Lord that don't exist. You're telling me that you steal this woman's husband? Now, let me give you a little timestamp here. So as you might know, Ariana Grande is playing, what's her character called?
Glinda the Good Witch.
Glinda the Good Witch in Wicked. Now, she met one of her co-sub called, I think his name is Ethan Slater. Now, this man, Dan, I'm gonna tell you, sorry, you look up this man, what this man looks like for a minute, so you can see the reference here. Now,
I don't this need to man, look it up. I'm well aware of the visuals that this man is giving.
No, this man is giving chipmunk on a wet chipmunk in a cage. Like, now, keep in mind, this man had a wife, okay, called Lily J. And Ariana Grande had a husband called Dalton Gomez. So on set in the UK, not the UK where they're making the girl feel lonely to leave her husband for someone else. Dan, this sounds like you. Anyway.
Sorry. Before you move on. I would like to make it very clear. There ain't no man ever left their man for me. Otherwise, what am I sat here alone?
Never? No.
Never left their man for me. Oh. They might have played around with me a few times. and then explained to me that we couldn't be dating because they got a man. And okay, I was like, okay, well, fair enough. But no one's ever left a commitment to come be committed to me because no one's committed to me.
Fair enough. Now I get it. I get that, you know, these things happen. People can't help but fall in love with. But Miss Ariana Grande, at your big old age, you're stealing someone's husband, but also he's also to blame. But that's not the thing here, you know. The thing is here, on this album, there's a song called The Boy Is Mine that is supposed to be a take like a snippet or a vibe from The Boy Is Mine from Brandy and Monica. The song is cute, but girl, how are you going to fight for a man that nobody wants?
Well, clearly two people wanted him, and she was one of them. So let me tell you my thoughts on this one. Number one, I haven't listened to the album, but knowing the news cycle and having a song called The Boy Is Mine on this album, and a song called Yes And, which is just like, so what? I'm like, Mab, you a real homewrecker. A real one. I actually got to respect it.
I respect the hustle.
I respect you walking in there and being like, do you know what? I wanted him. I took him. Sorry, girl. Yeah. He's mine.
Yes. What's your
then
point?
Then we look at the man. And obviously, this man played SpongeBob in the musical in the West End. And I think the best way to describe him is he looks exactly like what you think SpongeBob should look like if he became a human. Right? He perfect casting for that role. The way I know that man is wild with his tongue, because sure, they were on set, they were out in the UK, they had a few drinks, you know, things got a little
at the pub.
Things got a little heated. They were like, oh, what are we doing? Da da da. That I know the moment that he went down on Miss Ariana Grande, she decided at that point, she was like, I'm not letting this go. I don't give a damn if I got a man. I don't give a damn if you got a pregnant woman. This is mine on lock. Because there is no other way. He cannot be that funny. He cannot be that funny. He cannot be that charming. It must be the tongue game. And we know Ariana, when it comes to her men, she likes a range, okay? She be up, down, side to side, listen them out for us.
Can I be honest? Ariana Grande is very Nick Charles coded. She has a range.
She absolutely has a range. Because that woman went from Big Sean.
Big Sean.
Big Sean for a reason. Mm. We've seen the pictures. Mm.
We've seen the photos.
To that little man, Dot Gomez, who, God bless him. God bless him. He put the ring on it. He was like, you ain't going nowhere to me, even though she went somewhere. That woman likes a range. But trust and believe that SpongeBob knows what he's doing with his tongue.
100%. Leaving your wife, you know, get it, girl. But you know what is mad to me? The fact that she had to put on that disclaimer saying, please don't send hate to these people.
Why would we?
Because apparently fans were doing it. And I'm just like, who are the people? Because I'm living for the drama, but to go and send hate to Lily J and Dalton, why?
Like, girl, I understand that. I understand and respect the hustle and the boldness of just saying, like, he is mine and what you're doing. But you are still the villain in this story. So if the stans have been going to the exes to be, like, sending them shit, I'm like, you need to breathe. Because Ariana is still definitely the villain. There is no question about it.
Correct. I know her. We love her. The fact that, the good for her, she put her whole pussy into this album and it went number one.
She twice put her whole pussy over that man and into the album, okay?
And
that pussy has been
album.
Working. The pussy has been at work.
Come on, Miss Grande. And also, while we're on topics, do you know what today is? When we're talking about Grande. Today's a big day for us gays. You know why?
Are you going to say it's the anniversary of Grindr?
It's no. Not only Grindr. Hold on. On this day, 15 years ago, two things happened, and the gays were winning on this day. One, Love Game by Lady Gaga was released.
Okay, yeah. Accepted.
Two, Grindr was released 15 years ago. Oh! What is this? What? Listeners, I don't know. Every single time we're on this podcast, something goes wrong.
And nothing went wrong. You just got some balloons to say happy anniversary to Grindr.
I was like, okay. Dan, and while I'm bringing this up for you, do you have a favorite memory of the Orange app?
Do I have even a good memory of the Orange
app? Yeah, of the Orange app, yes.
So, as I think I've been clear about this one, like, I am not a regular user of Grindr. I do not like random hookups with people, mostly. And I find a lot of you girls quite boring. So there's no one really I will bother talking to or waste my time on. There was one time, and this is when I just finished uni and I was living with my mum. And my mum lives in Northwest London in Rainers Lane. And if you are in Grindr or Northwest London, you understand that the most people on there are DL married men who have blank profiles. Now, because I was bored and live miles away from my friends, I was like, if a blank profile messages me, I'm going to reply because usually they come with some wildness. Like, you know this, to be true.
We know this.
Is this the same in Manchester? The blank profiles are crazy?
Very. Very. The blank profiles, there's a different energy to a blank profile up here. Different energy.
Absolutely insane people. But this one guy messages me, and I can't remember exactly how the story goes, but he basically, his request to me was that he wanted me to come over and fuck his wife.
Oh.
And he wanted to hide in the cupboard.
Oh.
He wanted to hide in the cupboard. While it was doing it, and then he wanted to come out like he'd caught us, like caught her cheating, and then he wanted me to beat him up.
Madam, you're mixed race. You know, but if the police come up, you know you're getting locked up.
Now,
I'm glad it didn't go.
Can I tell you? I was like, so. I am a little too thirsty. Not a little too thirsty. I'm a sugar plum fairy now, okay? I will say right now, I don't fight. I haven't got any hands. Don't come for me. I will start crying, okay? Just don't do it. Because then I'm going to be a grown man crying in the street and you're going to look foolish, okay? Try to do a big man with me when I'm like, girl, I will cry. Don't try me. So I don't know why this man was asking me at like 24 to come over and do this. I had many questions. I was like, why are you on Grindr looking for this? This really seems like a sort of Craigslist situation you set up. And then he was like, oh, you know, I found a guy to do it a few weeks ago. It was, and he said, he beat me up so badly, he put me in the hospital. It was fantastic.
No, blocked. I'm out of here.
I need you to stop. I need you to stop. And then I was like, look, mate, well, you enjoy yourself as you find it. It ain't gonna be me. And then he pivoted and he was like, oh, well, if you don't like that, then maybe just me and you can hook up. And I was like, I'm already a bit scared for my life, so no. And then he was like, well, actually, do you like get the tube in the morning? And I was like, oh, no. And he's like, yeah, I think you go for Rainer's Lane Station around this time because I've seen you.
Ooh.
I've seen you. And then he was like, I go in the opposite direction, but we are on the same platform at the same time. So maybe we could meet up just before then and then we'll head to work. And I was like, I will end up in three separate barrels if I do this. I'm like, good day, sir. Good luck. Hopefully I will never see you again. And let me tell you, I got the early train from that point on. 15 minutes before I would usually leave for work, I was leaving because I was like, I don't ever want to see this man again a day in my life.
I could not deal with that. The straight folk are wild out there. I remember this one time. This police officer, online talking about, so if you I got like a ring. I have a ring doorbell. I just want you to show up at my ring doorbell and be like, I'm just here to fuck you. Excuse me? You want me to walk up to your ring doorbell and say, I'm just here to fuck you? And then go through your door and find you upstairs with handcuffs? Baby, no. Mm-mm. Not for me.
Like,
not for me.
You would have to ask me to break my rule about doing anything for police. And I ain't doing that. You have chosen to be a gay policeman and you want me to come over and do it?
Nope.
Let me tell you how you are receiving a full paragraph about how Black Lives Matter. And I will not be risking my black life by coming into your house.
And you want me to be on live footage on a ring doorbell? No, baby.
No. No. I like my freedom. I'm not good. Risking it for you. I can find ass anywhere. I don't need it.
Right?
Nick.
Yes.
Not to move us on, but I've got a surprise for you.
Go on.
Now, we used to do two shows a week. Can you remember the name of the second show?
The Back of the Bus?
The Back of the Bus. Now, we used to have questions emailed to us, The Back of the Bus. But since we started doing the questions, I slightly, how would I say, left the inbox unattended. And there was one question that we received, because I went into the inbox the other day. There's one question that we received that I think is worth us talking about. And I've already apologized to this person who has sent in the question. So for ignoring them, I just think it's a little more serious than our usual tone, but I think I want to take some time to go about it. So with your permission, I would like to answer this question, if that's okay.
So are we taking a ride on the bus this evening?
We're getting on the bus.
Yes.
But fully put your auntie hat on, because we're going to be giving some life advice.
Ooh.
Okay, so this question is from... they don't say to give them a fake name, but I'm going to, because it's a little personal. So I'm going to call you Noah.
Okay.
Hi, Noah. Hey, dear Nick and Dan, I'm a 16-year-old black gay trans man living in Southeast London, and right now I'm struggling. Throughout my life, I've had a history of repressing my emotions. My family just doesn't allow me to express opposing opinions because it's seen as disrespectful. And as a child, all the moments that I remember trying to connect with them beyond the surface level ended up being criticized or just went straight over their heads. Fast forward to now, and I'm breaking that apart. I've been talking with a counselor a lot about shame and judgment and fear, and now reached a point ready to put in the work and try and openly be my true self. However, there is a problem. Well, problems. School is falling through for me. Being a star student all my life has burnt me out, and I want to take a route in education that's different to the A-level than uni one my parents want from me. I live in a crowded home, and as much as I love my family, I want to have a place to myself because their charm is starting to wear off on me. And last but not least, I can't transition or come out to them. My disenchantment with my life is starting to become apparent to them. As much as they say that I can tell them anything after years of not telling them anything, I know that there are many things in life that I can't tell them, and this is one of them. They'll either kick me out or worse, think that I'm insane and try and get me to pray away. Do you have any advice on how to get to out of a situation like this, ways that I can get my own place or be free to express and explore my queerness without my parents finding out, or any ideas about anything I've written here. I'm free to hearing about anything you find interesting because I need all the help that I can get. Sincerely, Noah, loud brown gay in the making.
This is too wholesome.
This is incredibly sweet. I do want to start by saying, Noah, thank you for listening to us. But at 16, we say some wild things on here. And I feel a bit complicit in breaking part of your innocence. So I apologize for everything I've ever said.
So, no, what I'm also going to interject and say is this is a PG-13 podcast, so yes, there are things that you might hear that is a little bit explicit, but we are sorry. for anyone else young who might be listening thinking, oh my god, hi, what's wrong? Anyway, first things first, Noah, thank you so much for getting in contact with us. We absolutely appreciate you coming and sharing your story with us. As someone like me, I totally got way covered because I grew up in a Catholic home. I grew up very sheltered, very like my parents didn't want to believe anything homosexual at all. It's very much like if it was awful. However, I think first thing first is I'm very proud of you for living in your truth. That's important. And because the world is a very bitter place at the minute, especially for young trans people. It's awful. So hang tight. People like me and Dan, we're on the front line trying to make sure things get better for other people as well. Secondly, I hope there are services in your school, like a safeguarding team that you can speak to, because that's also really important. But also, my advice would be is try to reach out to like LGBTQ plus helplines that would help and call and stuff that you can give. If I'm correct, let me just give a little Google here. Hold on.
So there are a few that you can go to. So Mermaids have a youth arm called Mermaids Youth. That you can reach out to. They will have lots of like resources and people to talk to. There is also the Mosaic Trust, which is a young person's trust, LGBT plus young person's trust. They provide a helpline. They also have online counselling that you can access. So I would reach out to a lot of those as well.
I think one of the main ones I think I will definitely tell you is you could try Switchboard, because not only do they have the availability to call, you got an email, and you could instant chat with them online as well. So you probably might want to be on the phone. So use that option to, you know, make that communication. Lastly, it's never easy, especially at your age, to, you know, just up and move out. Like it's never easy because I know this might sound like it's a little bit like a cop out here, but just grin and bear it for a little bit longer, because right now at your age, being so young and, you know, in a world where it's hard, the support, what the hell is this? Sorry, my bad. It's just something to pop on the screen. The support right now for people your age is a little bit limited. So my best advice is grin and bear it, make friends and try to meet people that is like you. Try to hang out with them to keep away from home. And also, if you can, there's so much activities that happens for young LGBTQ people. See if you can get to one of those and meet other people and, you know, find support, because the support is out there. It mightn't feel like there is, but it's out there. So just hold on a bit longer. Things will get better. But for now, at your age, just stay in school. Keep at it, and, you know, it will all come together eventually.
Yeah, I think Nick's completely right on this one. And kind of looking into it, the actual, like, I can't really give you advice about leaving your house or your, like, education routes, because, like, that is, like, your things and your specific situation. I would say if you are safe in the house, like, there's no threat of violence or anything like that until you are 18 and an adult, do try and stay where you are safe and you can feel safe. But I would reiterate with Nick, like, the difficulty with being queer, being gay, being trans, is that you are not guaranteed that your family are going to accept you, specifically if you've got a religious family and they would have issues with it. Some of them can surprise you, and there are definite stories of parents, you know, having positive reactions when you thought they were going to be negative, or coming around after a length of time. But, you know, it's no guarantee, and it is a really difficult position to be in. What you will find as you grow older, as especially as you, like, you move into areas and into a community that's like you and has similar experiences, is like, it's cheesy, but RuPaul is correct. Like, we choose our families and we choose the people to be around us who are going to support us and understand our experiences. And it can kind of feel like at the moment that you might not have that because of just the stage of life that you're in. But, you know, you were 16 when you wrote this, and it was only a few months ago. So I assume you're still 16. Like, do try and access those support resources. And like you said, you did really well in school, and like, you're nearly at the end of your GCSEs. Like, you can get those done. We support you on those ones. Think of it as like, these are just some milestones that you have to hit until you are able to like take yourself out and you can like find a job and pay your own way and move into LGBTQ plus households. And then your worries can be like, who didn't do the dishes? And all that stuff. And are we going to go out this weekend? And who's been annoying? And you can get into like annoying little fights with your other queer friends like the rest of us do. Like, that's all there for you, and it's all in your future. And like, as far as I'm concerned, there will be a community around you to support you, especially if you find other queer, trans people of color. Like, that community will be there for you and will ride for you hard once you can feel like you're a part of it. And there will be plenty of people who have had similar experiences with their families and not being able to tell them or be themselves, but it's just temporary. You're nearly there. You are absolutely nearly there. You'll fight with your parents about the education route that you want to take, but that is every teenager everywhere.
All of us.
Absolutely universal experience. Fighting with your parents about what kind of education you want to get. As long as you get something that is putting you on a path that you choose and you believe in, and you're not putting yourself in danger, like, you got this. And we're here for you. Even if we do like 30 minutes a week that entertains you and can take your mind off it, like, we're happy to provide that to you. But yeah, do reach out to those charities and those helplines. They can provide you with sort of better resources than we can. But yeah, just know, like, there is a chosen family waiting for you when you are able to get to them. And that family will keep growing as you go through your life. And hopefully your biological family will be part of that if they reach a point where they can accept you. And if they don't and they can't get past that and they make the decision based on that, know that that is absolutely their loss. You sound wonderful. You sound like you've got a great heart and a great head on your shoulders. So... Yeah, you're loved by us. There's a community here for you. I think that's all I can say.
Yeah, thank you so much for getting in touch. Oh, that was cute.
See, sometimes we can do serious. Serious and nice.
I know, we can. Look at that.
I'm going to change the category of our podcast to like life and advice, as opposed to whatever we are now, comedy and personal stories.
Comedy and personal stories, yeah. Change it up.
Someone actually listen to the episode and think like, oh, this is going to be really good. I'm going to get an understanding of type of life. And then there's us talking about like girls in the club winding up and doing gross things.
Right.
And why I was wearing stupid outfits.
It's all part of this. It's all part of the story. Oh, this was good. Should we get out of here?
Yeah, go on then.
Go on then. All right then, girlies, guys, dates, and everyone in between. This has been another Loud Brown Gaze. Actually, I think this was your last Loud Brown Gaze for the month of March, is it?
Yeah, it's Easter next weekend.
It's Easter next weekend, girlies.
And then we're into April. And then we're coming up to May. And we know what happens then.
Oh, we know what happens then. Somebody's birthday is on the horizon.
Oh, God, I'm not ready.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. You look good.
Bye.
You look good. Right. Love you and leave you. Bye, girlies. See you soon. You're not happy about look, your birthday, but you're getting a hold down? Ain't no hold down.
We nearly went an entire episode without talking about Beyonce. Because we know what next week's going to be.
Don't. Listen, we're not going to talk about that album until Tuesday.
No, I'm not sharing any of my opinions with you because there will be things to be said.
There will be things to be said. But until then, we'll leave it for now.